What's happening, everybody out there in, once again, the wonderful world of the internet? This is Zombie Zero, giving another supplemental bit for the Red Pill podcast. So, I was out and about in the suburbs of Pittsburgh tonight, watching the Penguins. Marc-Andre Fleury was playing so fucking good. Amazing. Like, balls to the wall. He deserved all 3 stars of the game. There is nothing else that can be said. He was blocking shots left and right, and the entire team was kind of leaving him out to dry, which really fucking sucked watching it. I'm biting my fingernails. I'm surprised I have any left. He was just getting so many saves left and right. He really deserved the win against the Devils tonight, and the Penguins deserved the win because of having him as the backstop. It was an amazing display. There's all that can be said about it. So, immediately following the ending of the game, the bar that I'm at watching the game at, it just happens to be that they have a karaoke night that night. And I say, okay, well, it's been quite a few years, and you guys listening to my voice, you haven't heard me sing or anything like that. I'm a crotchety old man to many of you. And I decide, you know what? I haven't sang in a while. I'll decide to sing. So I talk to the DJ, and I look through the book, and I come across, you know, a song that I've sang a couple of times in the past, Red Hot Chili Peppers' Under the Bridge, and I do a pretty good rendition of Under the Bridge. So, whatever. Alright, I go along and I sing it and everything like that. I get a good round of applause and everything. I'm going back to my drink. I'd been winning a couple of drinks from people by doing magic tricks. Regardless, whatever. I'm starting to go back to my drink, and somebody taps me on the shoulder, and he asks me my last name. And I verify my last name, and I can't really see the guy. It's bar. It's dark. I can't really see him. So I say, you know, come on over with me to my drink, so I can finish my drink and see you a little bit better with the light. And he follows me over, and it's a guy I haven't seen in 10 years. Easily 10 years. And it blows my fucking mind. Because this dude is actually a country music, like, superstar. Maybe not superstar, but he's a star. He's definitely a star. Anybody who is a big fan of country music has probably heard the name Dallas Marks. This dude is a Pittsburgh-born guy who decided 12 years ago, he decided to become a country music singer. And he started out doing karaoke in local bars, like the bar that I was in tonight. And he started singing country songs. And eventually he amassed himself to being that he's like a voice of Nashville. He listened to me sing tonight, and he comes to me and recognizes me. I don't recognize this dude. I haven't seen him in easily over a decade. But obviously, I make such an impression that he recognizes me and remembers me and comes to me and asks me if I am who he thinks I am. And I am who he thinks I am. And all of a sudden, the world opens up and I realize who I'm talking to, and I say, holy fucking shit, I haven't seen you in a decade. Holy shit, how's life been? How's the world been treating you? Like, it was amazing to run into somebody for so many years. I had no contact at all. I've ran into people that I went to high school with over the course of time at a grocery store or something like that, and I say, oh, it's great to see you. I haven't seen you in so long and everything like that. And I might see you at the class reunion, what have you. Things like that. I haven't seen this dude in easily over a decade. So much has changed since then. It boggled my mind that he recognized me. And the fact is, he was sitting there with his guitar player. And he told his guitar player, I know that guy who just sang that song. And the guitar player, I was talking to him afterwards, the guitar player is saying, no, you don't. And the guy says, I do. I know him. And the guitar player says, how do you know him? And the fact is, the last time that we hung out together, I nearly knocked him out in a sparring match. I guess that does leave kind of an impression. So his guitar player is saying, you nearly got knocked out by this guy, and that's how you recognize him? Yeah. What a fun night. I haven't sang karaoke in a long time. So I decided to sing some tonight. And it was just by sheer happenstance. As I said, if anybody who's following this, if you are a country music fan, I know we berate you with heavy metal for all the bumper music and everything like that. I am never going to actually put up country music. But as far as this guy is concerned, I might actually make an exception to that rule and put up some of the stuff that he does. Because he heard me sing, and he recognized me. So whenever I realized who I was talking to, and I knew I was talking to a legit country music superstar, I said, Mark, you gotta fucking sing something. So he decided to sing something. And this was a song that he decided to sing because I asked him to. He was down at the bar just having a good time like everybody else, watching the Penguins game, watching the fucking awesome display that Fleury put out. I mean, Fleury deserved all the credit. He fucking was the stopgap that shut down the Devils every fucking instant that they had to try and tie the game up. He just shut them down, flat out shut them down, and it was amazing. So Mark was watching the game, and he was just like, oh, I'm going to have a good time. There's a couple of people singing karaoke. He's revitalizing his roots or what have you. He was down there just to have a good time, maybe to watch the hockey game, maybe to pay attention to who was wanting to sing whatever song they wanted to sing. I decided, by complete coincidence, to sing a song, and he recognized me. It blew me away. So I said, I gotta listen to what you're singing, because I'm not a country music fan, so I've never heard what you have actually sung. So he decided to sing something for me. Let me tell you, the man is dedicated. He is amazing. It didn't sound like he was singing right in front of me. It didn't sound like a shitty recording of a live track from a studio cut that was terrible. It sounded like it was coming straight off of a CD through a surround sound system. The man is amazing. You may be a fan of country music, you may not. If you are, listen to Dallas Marks. As I said, he's a Pittsburgh-born country music singer with the blood of Nashville pumping through his fucking veins. It was amazing. I've never been a fan of country music, but tonight may actually sway my opinion. Listening to me and the Merovingian bullshit about topics, we appreciate your continued support and just ask that you like us on facebook.com/redpillpodcast. You can tweet ideas and topics for us to discuss on Twitter at TheRedPillPC, and we're also on iTunes, so you can search through the subscribe to a podcast through your iTunes and just search Red Pill Podcast. So, as always, let me leave you with some words of wisdom, very prevalent because of the night's affairs. Like the Disney song, it really is a small world after all. Find your purpose, know what you were put on the world to do, pursue it with 100%, and you will succeed. You're always going to be able to find what you were meant to do if you dedicate yourself to it 100%. Thanks for listening, guys. Take it easy.